I now call to order the special call meeting of the Fairburn City Council. Today is Thursday, October the 1st, 2020. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis. The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Palin. The Honorable Alec T.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Council members, we're here tonight to review the proposed budget for the COVID-19 funding from the City of Fairburn. We received from Fulton County the amount of $699,575, of which we received the first round of $68,384. That leaves us a balance of $631,191. So I'm going to get our interim finance director, Roderick Taylor, to go over the expenditures that we are proposing for the remaining funds for the COVID-19 expenditures.
Okay.
Mr. Taylor.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
Good afternoon.
As the mayor stated, that our share of the CARES funding was $699,575, and of that, the actual expenditures that that we've been reimbursed for is $68,384. Which there's a remaining balance of $631,191. So the proposed expenditures, the second round for the CARES Act is May 16th through September the 30th. So when we looked at those expenses, those would include hazard pay, the emergency pay for COVID, and extended FMLA. FMLEA related to COVID. And then there were numerous purchases for bleach and forehead thermometers, hand sanitizers, et cetera. So the total of all the personal services or hazard pay type expenses total $182,720.29. And the total of the goods and services that we received total $8,690.31, which gives us a amount of $191,410.60. So that's how we came up with the second round expenditures. So once we deduct those or be reimbursed, the remaining balance would be $439,780.40. So one of the proposed expenditure would be the face recognition thermometers, meaning that people would come into City Hall, a person wouldn't have to physically take your temperature, you'll be able to walk up to the machine and it would take your temperature. So those would be, the total there would be $72,000. And we're looking at, if you look at the cost breakdown on the second sheet that was sent to you, there would be 20 of those at $3,600, and that's how that figure became $72,000. Also, we looked at the new round, public safety, meaning fire and police, their regular payroll can now be reimbursed. So on the first round, it was only the hazard pay, but now regular pay can be reimbursed for the CARES Act. So when we looked at the various salaries, they totaled $353,996, which would give us a balance of $13,784. Then supplies totaled $829. When we deduct that, that would give us a remaining balance of $12,955. Then we're looking at purchasing some signage that will go on the floor, you know, giving you 6 feet to keep people so they will be able to social distance. When you deduct the $720, that will leave a remaining balance of $12,235. So the Zoom call, there's a service for that, and it's about $14.99 per month. So if we add up the cost so far, that would total $74.95, which would give us a remaining balance of $12,160. Then we wanted to purchase some laptops, web cameras, and headsets. So the total of that would be $2,160, which would leave a remaining balance of $10,000. And then we propose $10,000 towards community needs, such as a food giveaway. And that would exhaust the $699,575.
Okay, Council. You heard from our interim finance director. We sent these proposals out to you on today. Do I have any comments from any council member concerning any of these proposed expenditures?
Yes, Mayor. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
A couple questions for clarification. I just want to make sure the document that we received via the via email saying the summary of COVID-19 expenditures. It says May 16th through September 18th. Is that correct, or is September 30th the correct date for these expenditures?
September 30th should be the correct date.
Okay. All right. And then secondly, could you tell me what EFMLEA, what this stands for, and EPSLA? What is that? And what's the criteria for using that type of leave?
Okay. Based on the CARES Act, the EFMLA is Emergency Family and Medical Expansion Leave. COVID-related child care issues due to school or child care center closures or virtual learning limited to 12 weeks at 2/3 of regular pay with a max of $200 per week. And then you want to know the EPL. Okay. I'm looking for the second one, the EPSLA. So bear with me here. I'm not sure of that one, but I can find out exactly what it is.
Yeah, would you please, because I'm just not familiar with those.
Sure.
And then secondly, are you anticipating those types of expenditures in the proposed budget? I'm not sure if that's reflected. Mm-hmm.
Well, the only expenditures related to COVID, I think, that we had in the budget, well, would be the hazard pay. And one of the rules is for the CARES Act that if you budget for something, for hazard pay, you wouldn't be able to be reimbursed for it. So we ended up budgeting for it in the 2020-21 budget.
Right. However, okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
However, the regular payroll for public safety is reimbursable, and which is a greater amount versus the hazard pay.
Okay. So my question, though, had to do with the leave, the type of leave for which we've expended funds for. Are we able to use the subsequent funds to fund that type of leave, or are you not anticipating that type of leave?
Well, we never know. We would be able to be reimbursed for that leave.
Okay,
because
because
you don't know if someone's going to go out on COVID. But if they do, then we would be able to be reimbursed for that leave. And the EPSLA, it stands for Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. The EPSLA.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding. I thought you said that EFMLEA had to do with child care emergency child care because of the pandemic that we're in, because they are virtual learning, or their child, the daycare is closed. Did I misunderstand that?
No, that is emergency family and medical leave, expansion leave, EFMLEA,
okay,
which is different from the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act.
Yes, no, I understand that. And so my question is regarding the proposed budget for the remaining funds, and that is did we budget for EFMLEA? Is it consumed in one of the other categories? Or are we, based on what you just said, we can seek a different reimbursement stream if we have those expenses?
Let me see if I can clear this up, Mr. Taylor, for her. We did not budget for these two items in this with the 699. It's the only thing we budgeted for was the fire and police salaries, because we got the biggest bang for our bucks by budgeting for the salaries. We did not budget for EPSLA, nor did we budget for EFMLEA. Because of the savings that we are going to have in the budget, because they're going to pay the full salaries for our fire and police, we're going to eat those ourselves. It's not that much.
Okay,
neither one of those is going to be a lot. I think we have maybe 3, 4, 5 employees at the most that's using these two categories.
All right, that's helpful.
Many.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. And then just one last question. Would that leave be consistent with the period of time that we can expend the CARES Act dollars, or would we continue to eat that cost even though there's we've exhausted the CARES Act funding?
After December 31st, the CARES Act, as far as federal government, is over, unless they have another round. So
yes,
we will have to assume those costs in January ourselves.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Council, do you have any other questions concerning the proposed expenditures of the CARES Act funding that we have? The remaining balance of 439. Keep in mind that we have not received the 191.410. We're getting ready to send that to Fulton County, if I'm not mistaken, either tomorrow or Monday at the latest. And after that check is received, we will have on hand $439. So we've already got the expenditures ready for the $191.
Mayor, Councilman Heath.
Yes.
I have a question. It seems like in that paperwork that I read about what could be used and could not, that community, the food giveaway, that you could not do that and be reimbursed. Did I read that wrong?
No, yes, you did. You read it wrong. In fact, I sent an email on yesterday to Dick Anderson, who's the Fulton County manager. And I sent an email about 6:30 yesterday to Mr. Anderson asking that same question. Okay. And let me read this email, and he emailed me back. I said, "Dear Mr. Anderson, as the City of Fairbury moves forward spending the allocated CARES funding in the amount of $699,575, I am seeking specific guidance on the expense of community needs food assistance. A member of my finance team reached out to your staff seeking such guidance, and we still are not certain of your reimbursement requirements. Please advise as soon as possible if the City of Fairbury may purchase or contribute by check to reputable food pantries with a 501c3 status, COVID CARES funding, and receive reimbursement." He emailed me back within 30 minutes, and he said, "Yes, Mayor Hurst, that would certainly qualify." So we're good.
Good.
As long as it's a reputable, like Margie's House or the food pantry at First Baptist Church or any others within our city that has a 501c3, we can donate to them.
Great, great. Okay, thank you. That's the only question I had.
Okay, Council, you have any other questions concerning proposed expenditures? Okay. Seeing that there are no other questions, I need a motion and a second to approve these proposed expenditures so that on tomorrow we can start spending. Is there a motion on the floor?
Mayor Pro Tem.
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Portis-Jones. I make a motion that we accept the proposed expenditures for the remaining of the CARES Act fund.
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Motion made by Councilwoman Portis-Jones and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So that motion carries 4-0. I just want to make sure my eyes are Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Yes.
Councilman Heath.
Yes.
And Councilman Whitmore.
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes 4-0. Thank you so much. Does anyone have any other questions concerning this CARES Act and how we're going to go about spending these funds?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I don't have a question, Mayor, but just the expanded revelation about the digital temperature face recognition and how we can use that post the pandemic as security measures when people are coming into our spaces.
Okay, I actually went down to Union City, and I think I mentioned this to you all a couple of weeks ago. I went down to Union City about maybe 3 weeks ago because they have these same facial recognition thermometers there. And what we're going to do with some of our, mostly all of our thermometers here, we're actually going to, we're in the process now of having each employee picture taken. And so it's actually gonna recognize their face when they walk up, and it will actually record their temperature. If the temperature is not within the normal temperature range, it will immediately send an email and a voicemail message to their department head and also the head of HR. Two people will get notice. So if that employee, nobody's behind that employee, and they come in and their temperature is 102, and they just go to work, immediately the HR director and the department supervisor for that person will get an email and a voicemail message telling them that that employee temperature is out of range. Now, after COVID-19, hopefully God is over within, hopefully, I hope tomorrow, but it's not. But after then, these machines can be reprogrammed for use in different departments. If you're having meetings and people are coming in and you want to note who's at that meeting, it will actually give you a listing of those folks at that meeting. But I'm assuming that probably within the next year or so, we're still going to be using these machines. We still are going to be using them. Now, the first year, the storage on these machines are free. It comes with the cost. And after the second year, you actually have to pay for the data, which runs about, I think, about $300 per machine. And that's something that we'll have to talk about. But there are other uses for the these machines after COVID-19. So it's not like we're going to spend $3,600 and after COVID ends, we can't do anything with them anymore. So, and it's our suggestion that we put so many machines in each department, like municipal court. Municipal court, nobody needs to be walking up to all these different people with a hand thermometer. So they need to really be able to come in and keep it moving. Police department. I'm suggesting that we put one on the top floor of GMC, where we go to have meetings sometimes. So all of our offices and buildings around the city, we're trying to put one or two machines at least. Two in City Hall. We need one at each door here in City Hall when people are coming in. Utility department, fire department, all the two fire stations. Like to get one for the new fire station also. The youth center, we have to get at least two for there when they're having functions over there. One won't do. So we're just trying to get enough to take care of our needs here. And, you know, it seems like $699 was a lot of money, but it's not. It's not. Our salaries ate up most of it, and we wanted to get the biggest bang for the buck, like I say, by just using most of that money on our salaries, because that's going to help us in our 2021 budget as far as salaries are concerned. Now, we'll have to pay fringes, but that's going to be much less than what we're having to pay for salaries. Now, Rod, are you still on the line?
I am.
Yeah, but I want council to understand that this amount that we've allocated to for the CARES monies to get reimbursed is not going to take us, you all, through December 31st. It's going to probably take us through the first pay period in December, which is going to be around December the 10th. And we're going to have to eat the last pay period in December because it's not enough money to do the last pay period. Is that correct, Rod?
Yes.
So I just want everybody to be understand, you know, just how far this money is actually going to go. Okay, does any comments from any council members before we get a motion to adjourn? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to adjourn?
Move, Councilman Whitmore.
Councilman Whitmore, motion to adjourn, is there a second?
Second. Councilman Heath.
Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We now stand adjourned.